day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. Featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Well, livestock futures pulled well off of session lows today due to traders running out of momentum, plus the aggressive fundamental pressure seen in beef values seemingly to have less of an impact as the week continues. Strong pressure, though, continued to develop, but light trade limited losses throughout the end of the session. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. The Dow Jones is 108 points lower, NASDAQ down by 35 points. And in live cattle, futures continued to hold sharp losses, although pressure eased in the late morning. Traders, though, backed away from losses above $2 per hundredweight, with current pressure from $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight lower. The uncertainty of cash market support and beef market weakness may continue to erode futures support through the rest of the complex. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses still held in feeder cattle futures, but losses were nearly $2 per hundredweight off of session lows as buyers stepped back into the complex. The overall tone of the market, though, remained bearish, with traders still backing away from early week gains and concern of weaker beef values that may develop during the week. But at the end of the day, it appears that the markets closed at a limit lower, which was not the case earlier this morning. Nearby futures held losses of $1.20 to $2 per hundredweight lower, but light trade ended up limiting trade volume throughout the rest of the complex. Grain futures, though, were mixed today after a two-sided session overnight that kept prices little changed. USDA released its January reports this morning while traders waited, wary of surprises from the blizzard of numbers. Corn prices were a little lower, holding to narrow ranges after recovering yesterday from early selling. Soybeans, though, struggled to turn higher after testing overhead resistance on the March chart. Meanwhile, technical traders watched for a potential bearish crossover between the 25 and 50-day moving averages. And finally, wheat prices were mixed today. Winter wheat contracts were off modestly despite the sharply lower dollar, but Minneapolis March posted a new 7-month high. That's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.